possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Bob Haney, he's been yelling at interns for years. He joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Bob, first off, how dare you? How dare the Baltimore Ravens? The 30th anniversary has got to be celebrated on the day they play the Cleveland Browns. You couldn't have waited until week three.
Seems intentional, Bob.
You really couldn't have waited. And I mean, hey, I'm not taking shots at you, but it does feel very intensely personal here, where it's like, hey, the players, they don't know. I don't think Myles Garrett knew that the Browns used to be the Ravens. I wonder if he does right now. But I'm telling you right now, like, what the hell, Bob? They couldn't have shared it at some other time?
And by happenstance, Joe Flacco is going to be the starting quarterback for the Browns. And on top of that, that day, the home opener for the Ravens will also be the 50th anniversary of the 1975 Colts, who went from 1-4 to 10-4 and won the AFC East. And they will be celebrated at halftime as well. And during that season, I was just 10 years old. I believe they beat the Cleveland Browns 20-0. So, yeah, a lot of piling on Cleveland that day here in Baltimore.
How about on that Friday we do Bob Irsay Day here on The Fan? What would you think?
Yeah, that would be very nice, would it?
It would be frowned upon, I'm assuming, in our part.
I have a whole theory about that, but Bob, I mean, you're a good guy. I ain't going to rip you for it. They are taking on the Washington Commanders Saturday at noon. Now, regale me here, because I'm not very familiar, and I don't know what maybe John Harbaugh said yesterday. If he said anything yesterday, it's a Saturday matchup, so I assume there was media availability. Lamar Jackson, going to go, going to keep out? What are we going to do there?
No, he hasn't played in a preseason game in a couple of years. Cooper Rush will start the first half. Leary will get the second half. And anyone expected to be a starter will not play. Malachi Starks, for instance, first-round pick out of Georgia. But, you know, guys fighting for the roster spots, they'll play, obviously. But guys who have already made the team in regards to depth pieces, they'll play also. But the starters, no way in hell they'll see the field. John Harbaugh made that clear before the Cowboys game, that you won't see the starters this preseason.
Do you think, I mean, Bob, you've been around for a while here. I'm just making you older and older as the interview goes on. I'm sorry to do that. Do you think you can only get away with that when you have a good culture, a really good culture?
And you're trying to avoid injuries, obviously. And, yes, the goal is for them to get deep into January. The regular season is what it is. You have to stack wins and accumulate success and get to the postseason. But for the starters, and they got the vets like Henry and D-Hop, as he's now known around these parts, DeAndre Hopkins, but he's been dealing with something. Jair Alexander's had a knee problem since they signed him from Green Bay. So there are guys like that that they're kind of handling with certain amount of care. Isaiah Likely is probably going to miss the first couple of weeks of the season. So, yeah, it's all about culture, to your point, yes, of success, but also maintaining the bigger picture mentality here.
All right, your second-round pick, Mike Green, had been investigated for two sexual assault allegations, and the reason I bring it up was we're going through that seemingly almost every year with the Browns in one way, shape, or form or another. What do you guys do when you talk about that? Do you have fans that criticize the team ever for doing that, or do the Ravens, because of their established success, are they able to dodge any of that criticism?
Well, I mean, you go back to Ray Rice, and they took a lot of heat for refusing to be proactive when that came out, until everyone saw the video, and then they were pretty much forced to get rid of him. And the Mike Green, he was drafted pretty much a week before they released Justin Tucker. And I was asking on the air, well, all these people investigating Mike Green, where the hell were they with Justin Tucker for the last 5 years or 6 years? Because the allegations with him go back to 2016. The Ravens let the league handle it. And once they drafted Tyler Loop, the writing was on the wall. But there was some level of criticism for sure about Mike Green, but that has not been a talking point, fellas, since the draft. And he's really good in training camp. Expectations are high. So that's all gone.
Baltimore at Washington, Saturday, high noon. That's Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Now we go to Cincinnati, where there's danger in Cincinnati. A Trey Hendrickson missing the season or even being traded. They host the Indianapolis Colts coming up on Saturday at 1 p.m. Mo, Trey Hendrickson, is he going to start the season with the Cincinnati Bengals?
My guess is still yes, although I don't feel as good about that, the answer to that question, if you would ask me a week ago. I still think at the end of the day, you defer to the track record. Joe Burrow has referenced this a few times, that the Bengals do have a history of getting some of these deals done at the very last second. If they do, I think we'll all ask, why couldn't this have gotten done months ago? I still believe at the end of the day, they're going to figure out some compromise to give Trey the guarantees that he wants, while maybe not making him, you know, one of the highest paid edge rushers in football. But this thing has taken on so many different twists and turns that, frankly, any outcome to me would be unsurprising.
It seems like the entire onus on the Bengals, their coaching staff, is to avoid a four straight 0-2 start. Is that why we're seeing Joe Burrow, albeit running for his life in a preseason game, still out there? Like, because he has nothing to prove.
100%. Look, they've started 0-2 each of the last 3 years. 0-3 last year, 1-4 last season. The track record isn't just that they lose the first game. It's that they look completely disjointed, totally unprepared, completely out of sync. Now, the biggest reason why the offense has performed poorly in each of the last 3 years is Joe Burrow has been dealing with something, whether it was a calf issue 2 years ago, an appendectomy 3 years ago, or last season, just discomfort coming off of wrist surgery. But the entire preseason and training camp has been altered, modified, and they've done that in an effort to get off to a quicker start. It's why you saw Joe Burrow out there for longer than he should have been against Washington. It's why I think there's at least a chance that he plays a little bit on Saturday against Indianapolis. They're doing everything they can to avoid looking like the way they've looked over the last 3 years in the season opener and losing the season opener the way they have in every year under Zach Taylor, with the exception of 2021.
The pile-on was obvious when it came to how bad the defense was, again, in a preseason game. Are we overreacting to preseason? Is there any indication that Cincinnati might be preserving some defensive strategies for the regular season that could get them to be not one of the worst in the league?
It's not an overreaction at all, because it's basically the same guys we saw last year. You know, it would be one thing if the Bengals spent their offseason overhauling their defense and there were a whole bunch of new guys. There are some newer players, but for the most part, the players you saw out there in the first two preseason games, especially the one against Washington on Monday, are the guys who are a part of last year's awful defense, minus Trey Hendrickson. And so this unit does not deserve the benefit of the doubt. You know, you may say, well, it's going to take some time under a new defensive coordinator, Al Golden, but he's playing with the same guys that got Lou Anarumo fired last year, with the exception of a handful of players. So, no, I think when you see the same things from the same group of players we saw last year, I don't know how you suddenly go, you know what, we expect the results to be different.
I absolutely, totally, 100% agree with Mo Egger on that. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati as they get ready to host the Indianapolis Colts coming up on Saturday at 1 p.m. We finish it off with Chris Mueller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, as those Pittsburgh Steelers are getting ready for a game tomorrow at Carolina, 7 p.m. to finish up their preseason. All right, Aaron Rodgers, why do they seem to treat the quarterback position like it's any other position there? Because I thought getting Aaron Rodgers was like an all-in move, and you guys are just nonplussed by anything about this season, it seems.
Are you saying like the fans are, the team
Everybody, the team, the fans, the media, I thought Kabbali would be excited. He ain't excited.
Well, I'm surprised he's not more excited. I guess he's been conflicted all camp because they finally brought in Aaron Rodgers, who's on McAfee, which employs Kabbali. Now he can't say that Mason Rudolph's the best arm in camp and should be the starter.
Whoa!
That's just the truth.
Wow.
Truth.
Wow. Did he go on with you? Do you say that to his face?
Yeah, I did say it to him. Yeah, 100%. I said, oh, now that Aaron Rodgers is, you're employed by the same guy or you're getting paid by the same guy, you can't say Mason Rudolph's the best anymore. You know, it's funny that the fans like who, I'm sure there's Browns fans like this, although I'm sure it's a little different with their overall like lack of success. There are fans who believe that this is going to be like this big year, that they're going to make a playoff run, but the team is absolutely like positioning itself like there's no downsides to this. Oh, hey, if we make it to the playoffs and lose, so what? We've done that a lot. If we make it to the playoffs and win, look at us. We made this great move. And hey, if this blows up in our face and we go 6-11 and Rodgers goes out with a whimper, well, we've got better draft position for a much more loaded quarterback class than the one that had Kenny Two Gloves in it as the first guy off the board. So they are trying to have their cake and eat it too. And I think you actually do give a good description of kind of the mood about town here. It is very weird.
So is there really a contingent of fans, or even a strong one, a movement of fans that believe Mason Rudolph is better than Aaron Rodgers?
So I'll count the people. I think Kabbali in his heart of hearts actually still believes that, but won't say it. Pony tried to go on the air and say, Mason Rudolph might be better than Aaron Rodgers. That was after the first preseason game. After the second one, when he looked like Tennessee Mason Rudolph, I didn't hear that as much. And other than that, there's, I think, one guy I went to high school with who likes to Photoshop the Lombardi Trophy in various pictures involving Mason Rudolph. But I'll tell you the serious answer is there are a lot of people who don't like Mike Tomlin and don't think Mike Tomlin understands how to like handle the quarterback position, which I think they have some real evidence on their side there, who feel like he has done Mason Rudolph wrong by never giving him any kind of a serious chance, even though the best three games we've seen a quarterback play probably in a row post Ben Roethlisberger were the three that Rudolph won to get them into the playoffs 2 years ago. So I think there's a contingent that supports him, but it's almost exclusively because they want to kind of throw more shade at Tomlin for never giving the guy a chance.
I'm sure you're always studying, deciphering what a quarterback says when they do media availabilities all the time, but are you sensing confidence out of Aaron Rodgers? Are you sensing a guy that could be a little anxious about this situation coming off the injury and everything? Or what are you getting out of him?
That is a good question, because I haven't thought about it in those terms. Best answer I could give you on the spot is I'm sensing he's very comfortable in the situation he is in. And by that, I mean he knows that the coach, at least right now, is giving him like a wide berth. I think Mike Tomlin would normally want to give his starting quarterback a series or two in the preseason. In fact, this stat got put out there yesterday. This is going to be the first preseason where the presumptive starter doesn't play a single snap since before Roethlisberger got drafted, so that even predates Tomlin. I think Rodgers knows that the coach has this immense amount of respect for him, is giving him a lot of leeway, and I think that puts him in a very comfortable spot. And plus, I mean, listen, I think the people who work in the media here do their jobs and are trying to do them well, but it's a different thing than the New York media, which is always going to be a little bit more, especially the Jets media, my God, which is going to be a bit more adversarial, a bit more trying to dig and dig and dig. And here I think Rodgers can kind of do his thing and do his routine, and people aren't going to like necessarily crush him for it or make every single syllable that comes out of his mouth into a massive story.
Chris Mueller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, part of the great triumvirate. That is around the AFC North. Remember, they all appear on the Fan Hotline. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. And Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh as they get ready to head to Carolina at 7 p.m. coming up tomorrow on NFL Network. I am satiated by that. That's interesting about the whole Mason Rudolph thing. Guys, if Mason Rudolph, if they're, I haven't listened to him in a while. I do try to check in on the boys there from time to time because I'm building a lawsuit for, you know, intellectual property and suing them on it. They don't know that right now. If they're having that argument, you can just cross the Steelers off. If it's an Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph thing, hey, I don't mean to throw stones here, guys, but I don't have the Browns being contenders this year. If that's the case, then you might want to just cross them off then and maybe even wave bye to Mike Tomlin because that dog ain't going to hunt if you're having real serious arguments within the fans and media about Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers. Major League Baseball is thinking about realignment. Rob Manfred had spoken about it. Here's the commish.
Expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. Can you see that down the road?
I can. I think that the first two topics are related in my mind. I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim, would be two West Coast teams. And that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
And as Lima says, you don't get to hear the beat drop. Audio courtesy of ESPN. The media brethren over at Fox actually came up with potential realignment. They have, in the American League, they still have the Guardians in the American League. Can't say the same for the Chicago White Sox, by the way. They have put them in the National League. This is what Fox Sports, MLB on Fox, put out there on social media about 13 hours ago. But they have the AL Northeast, AL Mid-Atlantic, AL Great Lakes, AL Southeast. Do you want to hear who's in the AL Great Lakes, the American League Great Lakes division?
Sure, I want to see who we're going to be playing against the most here in the Great Lakes.
The Detroit Tigers, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Minnesota Twins.
All right, so that's our division, what, five teams?
You are not in that division. It is a four-team division. They have the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, the Great Lakes, and the Southeast. They have put two new teams in. They have a Charlotte team in the AL Southeast. They have a Portland team in the NL Northeast, Northwest. You are in the AL Mid-Atlantic. All this time, I didn't realize we were more Ric Flair than Great Lakes. We are in the same division as Pittsburgh. Okay, the Nationals would switch to the American League, and the Baltimore Orioles. So they've decided to protect because you have the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs in the same division. All right, makes sense. By the way, in the AL Northeast, they have the Mets and Yankees both in there. I mean, this is a pretty wild concept of all together, because I just would not want to put the same city's teams in the same division in the same side. I do think part of this, I do believe, is branding. I believe there are some teams that should be safe in branding. I am willing to switch to the National League. I know the Guardians have been around for 100 years. I'm willing to switch to the National League. The Mid-Atlantic, I don't know if people at Fox or the person who put this together, which is probably the same age as Gabe over here, realize where Cleveland actually is. We're not a Mid-Atlantic state.
Well, yeah, because
we're on the Great Lakes. It's literally on the Great Lakes. I can see Lake Erie.
So when most people refer to where Cleveland is, you hear Midwest. That is, even though we're in the Eastern time zone, which has always been interesting, I think, to some people,
Some people think we are Central Time. I've had friends in New York who are like Infinity Sports Network who thought I was Central Time.
But they've got, in the NL West, they've got the Cubs, they've got the White Sox, they've got the Cards, and they've got the Reds. They don't have an AL Midwest. Instead, they went with the Southeast, Mid-Atlantic, Northeast, and the Great Lakes. So there's not a Midwest combination there. You would think, okay, well, the Great Lakes. Well, obviously, Minnesota, Toronto, Milwaukee. I guess Detroit's not technically.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On a great lake.
I mean, it's
right there.
Yeah, it's,
I mean, Lake Erie kind of squeezes up north into.
Wait a minute.
It's Lake St. Clair and then a tributary that flows down south.
A tributary?
Yes, and then flows down south into Lake Erie.
Well, into Windsor.
You see how it is. You see when you pull up a map. We represent Lake Erie. We are on Lake Erie.
He's right. It is a tributary that flows on down into Lake Erie. Yeah, we're on Lake Erie.
Yeah, we are on Lake Erie. So maybe they don't mean it.
You can't leave us out of the Great Lakes division.
No.
You're on a great lake. You can't do that. Where's Toronto? Toronto is on Lake Ontario,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, they're on Lake Ontario. So they're on a great lake. That makes sense. Where the hell is Minneapolis, Minnesota at? They're not. They're like 150 miles away from the Great Lake.
They're very. Duluth. If we were talking about Duluth, then we could extol the virtues of Lake Superior.
I've been to Lake Superior. It's a hell of a lake. It is superior to the other lakes.
Looks beautiful.
It is in the name. See, that's where it gets it. If the name is superior, then it should be superior to the other lakes. If it's the Great Lakes division, it should include teams that are on the Great Lakes. Yeah. The Guardians are on the Great Lakes. The Minnesota Twins, I'm sorry, are not on the Great Lakes. Put them somewhere else. I know you guys can't find a place to put them because this is where it seems to be where you've just taken the Guardians and Twins. And I don't know if the people who put this together know even where Minnesota is because it just seems they're willing to stick anybody anywhere. That's my issue that I might have. So it is a bit humbling in some way our life revolves around Cleveland sports teams and the Cleveland Guardians. And
so here
seems that some 20-something-year-old who just got out of college who put this together on social media doesn't know where the hell we are.
They didn't do a very good flow chart. Because
my whole life is revolved around here.
Had they have done a flow chart and known anything about what I think fans have been asking for, fans, when we do this every time we talk about what division should we be in if we could make up a division, what do you always hear? You always hear
it's Pittsburgh, the same as the NFL.
But Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Now, Baltimore, whatever. They're in our NFL division. I don't necessarily think the Orioles should be in our division, but whatever. It's not going to be perfect. Where it gets interesting is Washington. Now, that would be a fun trip, right? That would be a fun trip.
Would it?
Yeah, I love going to D.C. Now I know one cable network is telling me D.C. is the most dangerous place on the planet.
You know,
apparently the monuments are under attack. And
I've
the
been
National
hearing
Guard
some
there.
Things. I've been hearing
they're
some
like,
things.
They're like at Georgetown. Yes,
they make
that's
a
where
lot
the crime
of good
is.
Points.
But anyway, I wouldn't mind that being. I think that'd be an interesting.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Okay, Tone. Damn it.
I wouldn't mind that. I think that's an interesting road trip because that's what we're talking about here. Road trips like. Would you rather go to D.C. or Toronto? I'd rather go to probably D.C., but Toronto's a nice city. I'd probably rather go to D.C.
You want to go to Baltimore on a road trip?
Don't have to worry about customs. Okay, my sister, believe it or not, has been raving for work. She's had to go.
I found one.
She's had to go to work to Baltimore a bunch, and she found a couple nice pockets that she loves going to with good food. But I don't think that's a road trip. Like, you'd take D.C. over Baltimore.
You would, because there's more monuments and more history there. I ain't got nothing. The actual city of Baltimore, I ain't got nothing against. Every city has its good and bad parts. But I don't want to go on a road trip to Baltimore. I don't think that Baltimore people in Baltimore are like, we got to go on
so
a road trip.
So what would
to Cleveland.
Be your road trip cities that you'd be like, all right, that would be fun to have them in the same division so we can go to their ballpark?
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, Toronto? Right. I need a passport to get in there, but I mean...
It's the only problem, yeah.
Just going up there on Sunday.
Yep.
See to Oasis. Go see Oasis. So, yeah, I mean, as long as I got my passport ready, Toronto. That should
now,
be the Great Lakes.
How balanced are the schedules going to be? So, does it even matter who's in your division in terms of the amount of times you go there? So, are we going to... It's still going to be interleague play, I imagine, right? They're still going to want all the... When they expand all of this... I guess what I'm surprised
is, play.
Do you even need the four divisions in each of the ALNL or East-West, whatever you're going to do?
No.
Do you even need it? Why not just four divisions total? What is the point of having all these micro divisions?
I guess that's a great point. Maybe because of travel, because you'd play those teams more?
As I said, I don't understand the point in the NFL. And I know I take heat every time I say
you
it.
Do.
I don't understand why we're still doing this in the NFL.
Honestly, if we would have won a couple of more division championships since 1989, I think that we would have a different view on that. Like, if you were Baltimore, Pittsburgh fans, or even Cincinnati fans, they've won a few. But if you were a Baltimore, Pittsburgh fan, I think you'd go, yeah, I don't care. Because you've won the division a bunch of times. You don't care. We haven't won one since 89. I'd like to win one because it'd be a start. Do you think Arch Manning said it to weed out the dummies? Play this audio of Arch Manning yesterday. He says, Archie... The granddad, the patriarch, he doesn't know where he got that from that he might not come out for this year's draft.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized about that, but I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
You think he might have done that to weed out the dummies?
I think he's probably annoyed that everybody's speaking for him.
Grandpa?
Yeah, that probably can't be great. Like, I'm not allowed to make my own decision. I'm not allowed to
even Papa?
Be independent. Do you want your grandfather speaking for you? I know a lot of people out there that don't even want any relationship with their grandpa.
The one grandfather I would not want speaking for me, that's for damn sure. And I've told you stories off air about that one. He's a grown man, technically. Do you think there's some trouble within the family then? Because we never thought about this. We always have thought, like, Archie, whose sons are Peyton and Eli... There's going to be some manipulation, but there's a generation that's separating, and he is Cooper's son. He may very well go, hey, man, I respect you. You're not going to control my future. Now, I don't know how that's going to work because it seems to be where he is the strong one of the family, Archie is. Maybe that's some rebelliousness. I don't know. I got another theory about it. I'd like to share that in 5 minutes. Twitter action is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I said earlier, I like Cabali, being Mark Cabali of the Pittsburgh media. I think I'd like to drink with him. City Limits Rockbox says you're a big fat ass just like him, so I'm sure you'd hit it off. We got Brian Baldinger joining us at 9:01 this morning, Odyssey NFL Insider. Arch Manning, the reason I think he said what he said, two reasons. One, I do think he wants to weed out some of the idiots there. And also, why not exercise your power? You're a grown man, too. I won't be long with this because I wanted to ask you about Anthony Richardson and a couple other things here. But when it comes to Arch Manning, you're the one who has power here. Now, we got to see what you can do. He's played in a couple of games. He's played really well. He hasn't played against the best competition. And the last time we saw him really play against competition was in college for a full time. I assume he's going to be good. I think a lot of media and a lot of fans out there assume the guy's going to be pretty good. We'll see what he does against Ohio State. I think that's going to change a lot of people's minds here. But if you're Arch Manning, I look at it from a Browns perspective. If the Browns are a sub-500, way under 500 team, like if things really fall apart, you know the Browns are desperate for a quarterback. What are we willing to offer here? What are we willing to offer here that's further than just guaranteed contracts, rookie wage scale? What are we willing to offer here? What are you willing to offer for my father, for my family, for me to come out? Because I could always go back to college. If I'm the number one overall pick, let's have a conversation. If you're the number one overall pick, this is a business more now than it has ever been. And I know a lot of you guys wince at this, but let's take advantage of it. You guys want a great quarterback? Let's talk turkey. We got money. The Browns got money falling out of their pockets. The Browns have opportunity falling out of their pockets. Let's talk, because I could just go back to Texas. And I think it's that way with that team or Carolina or whoever it may be. There's a couple teams that's non-negotiable. They're going to do it their way. Like the Steelers. The Steelers are not going to sit there and negotiate with Arch Manning. They're weird. It ain't going to happen. But I think with everybody else, let's have a conversation at the table here. There's nothing stopping me from having my agent have you talk to my family, then through channels, talk to me. And if I like what I hear, maybe I got time to declare. Maybe I will come out for the draft, or maybe I won't.
Yeah, the only thing I think about is how Caleb Williams, his dad, over the last, I don't know how many months, but it has since
his
come
dad,
out.
Yeah,
his since come out
mouth
that not only that, think about Chicago, right? Chicago was a big city. They're stars.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a quarterback, that team has had no quarterbacks for how many years? And Caleb's dad and his family, they were like, yeah, we're not really comfortable with him going there. We don't want him to sidetrack his entire career going to the wrong situation. Mm-hmm. These quarterbacks are thinking about nature and nurture more than even sports talk radio hosts or callers or fans. They are wondering if they can dictate, you know, where their kids can end. Now, we have not seen a lot of it. I mean, obviously, there's been a Manning that kind of famously did this. There was a Bernie Kosar who steered himself in a direction of a team he wanted to play, but that hasn't really happened all that much in NFL history. Normally, the players go where they're drafted, and that's it. Shedeur Sanders, you can almost throw his name as to part of this because maybe we still don't know 100% the full, accurate, unvarnished truth on Shedeur, but you know, it had been leaked out that Shedeur was kind of trying to steer himself to certain teams, and that became, if you believe the reporting, that became a reason to stay away from him. Like, you know, if he doesn't want to talk to us, but we don't want to talk to him.
If Arch is too good, then it's undeniable.
Right, you know, it would be undeniable.
Make that change.
Now, the only other thing I would say about Arch is, at this stage, like, do you remember there was another quarterback that ended up in Texas that was at Ohio State who, were very early on in the process, he was supposed to be, I wouldn't say a can't miss, but he was going to be the next top five NFL quarterback as soon as he got a chance to play in college. It's Quinn Ewers. He was a big-time recruit. Mm-hmm. He used Ohio State for all the endorsement opportunities he couldn't get in Texas. And then he ends up at Texas, and he's like, just okay. And where was he drafted, Ken?
Sixth round?
Was he even drafted? He was drafted sixth round?
He was drafted seventh round of the Dolphins, I think.
Oh, it was seventh. I thought it was sixth of the Dolphins.
Holy cow.
I beg your pardon. You're probably right,
Gabe. I thought he was even drafted. Okay, so it just goes to show we are very early. I guarantee, yes, the last name is going to probably, no matter, even if he's disappointing, still, he's a Manning. You imagine he's got the aptitude to get better. Anybody that's seen him play and has seen his arm, they're like, no, he's going to be good. Okay, well, he could have a bad year.
He could very well have a bad year.
He could have a bad year. Caleb Williams had a bad year his last year. Didn't deter him from going number one overall.
Boy, did he ever.
So, just saying, it's so early. It's so early to assume that not only is he going to be great, that he's going to come out, that he's going to be the guy you'd want to take number one overall, and that you'd even be in position to take him.
10-second answer, Joe Burrow, are they wasting their time? Are they wasting Joe Burrow's time in Cincinnati?
I think this year is it. I think this is his, which sucks if you look at his defense. Like, okay. Sucks for a Bengals fan, but I think this could be it because if he makes it through this season healthy, which is an ask, it's a big ask, big assumption, but if he makes his way through this season healthy and they're just so bad on defense, that is a very, very bad spot.
I actually disagree, and I'm going to tell you why coming up at around 9:45 because we have Baldy at 9:01. Now, this is what I wanted to get to you on. Daniel Jones is going to start in Indianapolis. It seems that the Anthony Richardson era is already done. It's only been a couple of years. Are we interested? Are you interested?
I'm not. Why? I'd almost rather take a rookie in this year's draft. I just think development-wise, we're so far away. Like, this does not remind me of Josh Allen. If you remember, Josh Allen came into the league. He had mechanical breakdowns. I'll never forget. The game that skewed me forever in the early part of his career was here in Cleveland. Do you remember how bad he played in Cleveland? Was it his second year in the NFL? And I'm like, that guy's never going to be a good quarterback.
Richardson?
No, I'm talking about Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, do you remember how bad?
Did you really say that? I didn't think you said he was never going to be a good quarterback.
I thought he was really bad.
He just didn't play that. I said He threw the ball. He threw the ball like a guy trying to take a leak in the snow and trying to write his name in the snow is how he threw the ball. I mean, he did. He threw like a drunk driver at that time. And he's obviously really, really good. You could see there was talent there. When it comes to Anthony Richardson, I'm not interested in the leave-ins, and I'll tell you why. This is not a place where careers go to get saved for quarterbacks, and this is part of the reason where I don't have to give Kenny Pickett any quarter whatsoever, and I could just say, hey, man, look at where we're at. Look at our situation. Geno Smith went to Seattle. Pete Carroll's known as a defensive coach. I know that. Pretty good situation that he walked into with Geno Smith. Sam Darnold goes to Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell knows what he's doing. It's proven. Good coach. Good offensive system. I'd love to say it the same for Kevin, because I think he has worked well with quarterbacks before. But is this the place to do it? When I just got done ripping him for culture for 40 minutes? And not about what we like. I mean locker room stuff. Go back and listen on the Free Odyssey app. Is this really a place where careers get re-energized? What's our recent success story? Jadeveon Clowney for a year, and then it ended in a total disaster. So you had Jadeveon Clowney for a year. Rodney McLeod was already a good player. He just finished his career with the Browns over the last 2 years. Rodney didn't need any resurrection. Anthony Richardson, people think he's garbage.
Does Jarvis Landry count?
No, because Jarvis Landry was good. Yeah. He was traded for, and they did in Miami Jerry was talk Judy. Trash about him out the door.
Jerry Jeudy.
I don't think that Jerry Jeudy was on like the end of it. Like Anthony Richardson to me is, I'm sure he'll find work as a backup after all this.
He's so young.
But my God.
And like, the physical traits, you'd think there's always going to be one coach who's like, just give me that guy. I could deal with him.
But do you think that they can harness that? Do you think then Kevin? Do you believe that Kevin can do that?
No, I don't.
So if you don't think that Kevin can do that, then
last
I'm going to.
This is great. 2024 was the worst completion percentage by any quarterback in any season with over 200 attempts since Tim Tebow.
Okay, so
he was dead last in completion percentage, dead last in passer rating, dead last in touchdown to interception ratio.
So we got to hold ourselves accountable to this now. This is a big picture stuff. He was a former number 4 overall pick. Anthony Richardson was. He was top 5.
Jeez.
Anthony Richardson's a top 5 pick. If you have Kevin again this coming year in 2026, if you think they're going to be bad, if they're a top 5 picking team, if you don't trust them to get a top 5 pick figured out, we're just going to do all this again. I love Kevin. The question needs to be asked. We have to do it. I can't mess up another high pick. If we're sitting here grinding our gears over Arch Manning and, well, could he not? And maybe he wants to separate from grandpa and all of the crap we want to say. If we're going to go ahead and have that conversation with each other, then damn it, we may very well better be talking about what we think of Kevin Stefanski by there. Because 5 wins ain't going to do it. 5 wins ain't going to get anybody else's trust. I would have to sit here and really wrap my brain around some things and do mental gymnastics to continue to make excuses. I don't think there's going to be a lot of trust there. You would probably have to start fresh. Because if you're saying, hey, top 5 guy, and you were talking about talent and all the things that coaches like, my coach is a 2-time coach of the year. My coach can't take that guy and get something out of him. Now, I don't know how bad he really wants it, considering what we knew from last year. Anthony Richardson might be incorrigible when it comes to football. But if there's a guy who's a top 5 guy and we're kicking our tires on just about everybody, do you like Anthony Richardson more than Kenny Pickett? At least, Kenny Pickett can run better than what we think. He ain't no Anthony Richardson.
No, I know, but if I had a game to win right now, it'd be with Kenny Pickett over Anthony Richardson. I wouldn't want either, but probably be.
Could Kevin
Kenny
turn
Pickett.
Anthony Richardson into a robot and make him run his offense the way he wants it to be run? I'm asking that question. Do you think he could do that? Not in the amount of time that's needed to get ready for a season, clearly. But there is, if you have any faith, then yeah, we got the right guy. If you don't have any faith, then you need to be thinking about this if you don't think this Browns football team is going to be very good. Because they could very well. This could be a 2-year plan again, and they could be holding on to all these guys going into 2026. We don't know.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.